Blog Talk Radio.
We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand and do what I can.
Well, good day. This is John Miller. Welcome to this week's Really Well Radio. We are today going to talk about root canals and dental implants because so many people have these, including myself. I have some lingering root canals to deal with. And my son, who unfortunately had some dental issues even young, has had dental implants since he was a teenager, a couple of times, maybe three of them, which were very expensive, and now I found out not so healthy a thing to have. So we want to, cover some information on this because the impact on people's health is major. First, let's just talk about what is a root canal. There's a series of articles that I have dug up on this, so I'm going to basically be since I'm not a dentist and, not an expert on dental procedures, I'm just going to read from articles by other people that have done this research. But I'm learning about it myself and concerned because I do have dental root canals and probably will want to be getting them removed, as a number of people have done once they've found out about the issue. So, what is a root canal? Of all the dental procedures and dental materials utilized throughout the field of dentistry, there is none more destructive to human health than root canals. According to this article by, let's see who wrote this, it's from the Health Coach. See that they have, let's see if there's a writer identified at the bottom of, it's very long. We probably won't be able to cover every, but the Health Coach is a website, and they research dental issues. And here's a couple quotes that they cite. From an oral health consultant, after years of observing the ravages of root canal treatment, that person says, it's like putting a bullet in your mouth and then just waiting for the day that it might kill you. So this article goes on. Let's first draw the picture in living color for you to look at closely before you choose to do a root canal in your mouth. This routine procedure involves the following technique every time the endodontist or general dentist gets busy in your mouth making canals in your teeth, some of which may be stubs at that point. First, the dentist removes all the dental pulp from the tooth. The dental pulp is the part in the center of a tooth made up of living connective tissue and cells called odontoblasts. This vital pulp, which is necessary for a living tooth to remain living, is full of blood vessels and nerve tissue. When this blood supply and network of nerves is extracted, the tooth is essentially devitalized, in other words, killed. The tooth is then completely unable to perform all the normal activities which are required for optimal tooth health. Why would I want a dead tooth in my mouth for life? So that is the first question any rational person would ask themselves. Good question. Answer, you don't want a dead tooth in your mouth for the rest of your life. Please show us the health coach, another instance in your body where a dead organ, tissue, limb, digit, etc. is purposefully kept in or attached to your body by the medical practitioner. Show us just one example. Our experience has been that wherever an organ dies, the doctor removes it pronto. Whenever a limb becomes gangrenous, the surgeon amputates post-haste. If your eye were to die due to some traumatic injury which became infected, the ophthalmologist would completely remove the eye, leaving an empty socket cleaned out of all infected tissue. Yes? Why then does an endodontist go out of his way to keep your white shiny tooth in place even though he has just killed it? The only reason he is able to get away with this extremely dangerous procedure is because of our ignorance, often coupled with vanity, together with his or her compelling sales pitch as to why you don't want to lose the tooth. That's another very long story for another dental coaching session. Let's revisit the dead tooth that sits in your mouth after the root canal is completed. Because it still appears white, does that mean it's okay? If it turned black and oozed pus, what would you do then with it? Would you take it out? Well, here's what's really going on with that tooth. The human body was designed to rid itself of all dead and infected cells, tissues, organs, etc. Teeth are no different. And it's why we see so many toothless people around the world where there is not adequate preventive dental care and maintenance-oriented oral health. The body gets rid of the tooth that's gone bad one way or another. You see, the tooth dentin is full of thousands of microscopic tubules which are critical to maintain healthy teeth. Once the root canal is performed, these tubules become home to all sorts of pathogenic bacteria and accumulated toxins, which can no longer be removed because the tooth's vascular system has been removed and the tooth's natural self-healing system has been totally incapacitated. All the normal activities that are carried out within this matrix, which radiate outward through the dentin from the pulp to the exterior cementum or enamel border, cease to take place. It's important to understand that these tubules contain fluid and cellular structures. As a result, dentin has a degree of permeability which can increase the sensation of pain and the rate of tooth decay. That was all a quote, and I could try to dig up who they were quoting, except it's at the very far bottom of the article, and it would take me several minutes to find that, so maybe we can find that out later, but here's another quote from Wikipedia in this article, but it says, a dentin is a bone-like matrix characterized by multiple closely packed dentinal tubules that traverse its entire thickness and contain the cytoplasmic extensions of odontoblasts that once formed the dentin and maintain it. That's enough of the anatomy for the time being. The upshot is that your dead root-canaled tooth has now become a haven for all sorts of nasty, pathogenic microorganisms which sit there for the lifetime of the body doing more damage than you'll ever know. Much of the havoc actually starts around the roots of the root-canaled tooth. This is where the body sets up its first line of defense against a tooth that has died and is on the way to becoming necrotic. So an infection at the root tip of the root-canal-treated tooth is what they're talking about. What are focal infections? They are called focal infections, and they're found around the roots, especially the tips of every root canal tooth. These infections are almost always subclinical in nature, which means the dentist or doctor doesn't pick up any symptoms upon physical examination. Those who observe their bodies closely and are intuitive rarely miss the telltale signs that something has gone awry in their mouth. Incidentally, many abscesses in the mouth are directly the result of infections that occur around the roots of root canal teeth. These often start out as very small swelling, but they can easily evolve into painful inflammations requiring the use of antibiotics and the immediate extraction of the tooth. The swelling, pain and inflammation are simply the body's response to the dead tooth. The older the root canal, the greater the likelihood that a full-blown infection will require urgent, if not emergent, care. This unfortunate state of affairs is not the most serious aspect of root canals, however. The real caveat surrounding this extraordinarily harmful procedure are the focal infections, which inevitably result in teeth which exhibit no symptoms, have no pain, and seem perfectly healthy. Just what is a focal infection? Here's the dictionary from the dictionary definition from the Free Dictionary by Farlex. Focal infection, noun, a bacterial infection localized in a specific part of the body, such as the tonsils, that may spread to another part of the body. Or another definition, the site or origin of an infectious process, endodontically treated teeth have frequently been accused of being the source of septicemia. This is where root canals really rear their ugly heads. However, it takes a very perceptive individual to recognize that ugly head for what it is before it takes an awesome toll on their health, even to the point of death. So this is where it starts to get serious. What we have seen with root canals with over 25 years of close observation is that each individual possesses his or her own signature points, weaknesses, if you will, which are targeted by these focal infections. In one person, it may be their heart. Another, their thyroid. In another, it may be their brain or kidneys, which are targeted. No matter what the target organ and or tissues, the particular organ or tissue or body location becomes the recipient, the focus of the infection that began in the mouth, most often a root canal tooth. What ultimately can occur if this condition is allowed to proceed undiagnosed or unattended ranges anywhere from a heart attack, or worse, cardiac arrest, to a brain attack or stroke. When the cerebrovascular accident is less severe, it may only take the form of a transient ischemic attack, TIA, or a mini stroke. Nevertheless, you hopefully get the picture of how serious these focal infections can be. After reviewing the thorough and painstaking work of Dr. Weston A. Price, that was a Cleveland dentist that traveled all over the world studying dental health and related it to the indigenous diet, the natural food diet supported good dental structures and healthier teeth. The foods of commerce, as he called them, you know, the introduction of white flour, sugar, and other junk foods, replacing the traditional natural foods, led to serious dental deterioration, both in structures and in the quality of the teeth. So, after reviewing the thorough and painstaking work of Dr. Weston A. Price, it has become clear that many a heart attack which has killed its victim actually started in the tooth socket cavitation, the root canal tooth, or the infected crowned tooth, which went unnoticed or untreated for 2 or 3 or 4 decades. By removing the infected teeth of an individual who died of cardiovascular disease and implanting them under the skin of a rabbit, Dr. Price documented that the rabbit then succumbed to the same type of heart disease as the original human victim. Dr. George Meinig, DDS, to the rescue. The health coach, who is the author of this root canal coaching session, was fortunate to study under Dr. George Meinig, DDS, FACD. With Dr. Meinig as our mentor for over 10 years, we were able to fully apprehend the catastrophic consequences to the health of those countries where root canals are performed in the greatest numbers. Clearly, the incidence of the alphabet soup diseases, multi-infection syndromes, and new millennium maladies have skyrocketed in those areas where root canals are prevalent. Dr. Meinig's book, Root Canal Cover-Up, nicely details all the reasons why you ought to reconsider the dentist's advice of root canal therapy. There's no question that autoimmune disorders have become a predominant theme in the aforementioned groupings of syndromes, diseases, and infections. Here's why. When the human body is subjected day after day, month after month, year after year, to relentless, raging focal infections completely under the radar, they take a huge toll on the individual's immune system. So huge, as a matter of fact, that the immune system goes into a fritz. Call it autoimmune dysregulation, autoimmune disorder, autoimmune disease, or autoimmune syndrome. You know when you have it, because your quality of life is absolutely miserable. So important is this connection to dental procedures materials that we reflexively recommend all clients who have autoimmune type symptoms to check out their mouth very carefully. If they refuse to address those areas of obvious need, we can no longer guide them on the healing journeys. So profound and fundamental is the origination of disease in the mouth. The health coach has also had the good fortune of consulting with Dr. George Meinig's top two students and experts on the ongoing epidemic health disaster known as root canal treatment. Both Dr. Christopher Husar, DDS and DO, of Reno, Nevada, and Dr. Robert Kulask, Dr. Robert Kulask, BDS of Mount Kisco, New York, have made great contributions to this field of study and have written and spoken extensively on the scientific basis of the inherent risks associated with root canal treatment, as well as actual case studies that illustrate dangers to human health. Some of the other unintended consequences of root canal treatment include periodontitis, bacteremia, and infective endocarditis. Each of these medical conditions have been documented through biomedical research published at the National Library of Medicine to have a causal relationship with root canal teeth, as seen at the hyperlinked abstracts. Feel free to make copies if you're while reading this article at the health coach, thehealthcoach1.com is the name of this website. Feel free to make copies of any PubMed research papers and bring them to your dentist or endodontist for review and serious contemplation. So going on, root canals, are you putting a bullet in your mouth? In closing, let us say that all of the medical and dental operations which are regularly performed on the unsuspecting public, the root canal procedure is the most misrepresented, potentially injurious, and underestimated in its repercussions to systemic health. No matter which tooth has been compromised beyond repair, we universally recommend that the tooth be extracted and the tooth socket be very thoroughly cleaned out as per the protocols offered by Dr. Meinig in his book, Root Canal Cover-Up. In the final analysis, it has been determined that there is no such thing as a good root canal. They are all infected, and they only differ by the degree and outward signs of infection. Therefore, there can be only one solution, which we will take up in our next dental coaching session. Root canal is what is the best and only alternative. Caveat to all parents. Systemic health risks are the real concern with root canals, so everyone is well advised to be extra special careful not to subject our delicate and sensitive children to such a pernicious procedure as root canal treatment at such a tender age. Wow. So there you have some insights from the health coach on this root canal. And there's a lot more material here and other supporting material and footnotes and so on. Check that out. Let's look at another article while we're at it here then. I have met some of the natural holistic dentists at conventions where I've spoken in the past, primarily Dr. Hal Huggins. Met him years ago. This article is going to mention him. But there's been a lot of information on this. I became suspicious of the root canal procedure, but still have had a few of them. I don't really even know how many I have right now, but they are something I would like to exchange out for, I guess, an empty hole and get a partial denture instead, I guess is what's recommended here, of a very high quality. Probably while I'm talking on that, it might be very important to start looking for the nearest holistic dentist. You have to start doing some research on that, I guess, depending on where you live. How far away is the closest holistic dentist? I would like to find one myself from where I'm located. But if we are able to locate a list, maybe we'll publish that at reallywell.com. This is an article posted at a repost site, but the article is called "A Dentist Exposes the Root Canal Cover-Up," and it's from NTEB Health and Well. Now the End Begins. Health and Wellness Editor Stephanie A. Waste, NDHC. ND is a naturopathic doctor. Not sure what HC is. Holistic something, maybe. Anyway, she writes, "One of the most feared dental procedures is the root canal. It can also be one of the most painful. For the thousands of people who have them, most are unaware of the danger it may pose to their health. More than 25 million root canals are performed each year in the United States. A root canal is a procedure where the dentist drills out decay, removes the infected pulp, and then places a file down the canal to remove the remaining pulp. The canals are then filled with a plastic material called gutta percha. The tooth is now basically dead and remaining in your mouth. What are the issues with root canals? The issue lies with the anaerobic bacteria that remains in the tooth canal, which can be released into the bloodstream, causing mild to serious health conditions such as MS, that's multiple sclerosis, ALS, not sure the full description of that disease, but it's very, very debilitating, and even cancer. Dr. Hal Huggins' website shares the specific issues which have something that is dead in your mouth and which toxic bacteria have been found when tested. Recently, Dr. Robert Jones, a researcher, discovered a very high correlation between root canals and breast cancer. He performed a 5-year study of 300 breast cancer patients, which showed that 93% of the women with breast cancer had root canals. 93% of those with breast cancer had root canals. Dr. George Meinig, DDS, wrote a book called The Root Canal Cover-Up, which addresses the issues of root canals. In his book, he discusses an extensive research study in which 5,000 animals were involved. The research revealed that bacteria and toxins were able to escape into the blood circulation around the bony socket of the tooth. They were also able to show how these organisms were responsible for a high percentage of the chronic and degenerative disease conditions, which are epidemic in America. Approximately 25% of the population have strong immune systems and are able to live symptom and issue free after a root canal. This causes dentists and endodontists to believe falsely that root canals are perfectly safe. However, there are approximately 75% whose immune systems have been compromised through poor nutrition, accidents, illnesses, stress, and so on. These are the individuals who develop symptoms that cause them to go from doctor to doctor in attempts to find answers to their maladies. A high percentage of these cases are due to the bacteria coming from their root canal-filled teeth or from tooth extractions or other foci of infection. Recently, Dr. Robert Jones, a researcher, discovered a very high correlation between root canals and breast cancer. We mentioned it a moment ago. He performed a 5-year study of 300 breast cancer patients, showing 93% of the women with breast cancer had root canals. 7% had other dental issues. An interesting note was that tumors in most cases manifested on the same side of the body as the root canals or where dental restoration was performed. Dr. Jones determined that toxins from the bacteria in the infected tooth and jawbone may inhibit the body's natural ability to suppress tumor development. My personal story is similar, not mine, but the writer of this article. I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, she says, in 2000. The cancerous nodule was located on the right side of my thyroid gland. I had one root canal tooth in my mouth, which was located on the right side of my body in a lower molar. When fighting cancer, naturally I had 11 amalgam fillings removed, along with pulling the root canal tooth. When extracted, my dentist noticed that there was black sludge under the tooth along with necrosis of the jawbone. It was after I cleaned up my mouth that I began to experience a more rapid healing from cancer. Dental health is important to your full body health. One of the things that I use are, and she goes on to describe essential oils, real benefit in utilizing essential oils. We'll move on to another article here, but they're very useful for oral health. Peppermint oil, clove oil, oregano oil is a tremendous antiseptic, very, very powerful, though, and you probably couldn't put it straight into the mouth. You would need to dilute it first in a little bit of water or other oil. But clove oil is not too bad, and peppermint oil is wonderful to just, you know, put drops of this in your mouth periodically and to move them around. They can penetrate through the lining of the mouth and help counter some of the infections that may be going on behind the scenes that you aren't aware of. Now, sometimes those infections will crop up and you'll have little sores in the mouth or little points of inflammation that tell you that these infectious activities are going on. But you can look at our website, reallywell.com, or the herb website we have, herbup.com, for information on these oils and their availability. But clove oil is really good, and I basically carry clove oil and peppermint oil around with me all the time to have something to put a little drop in my mouth, freshen things up and so on. It's very nice to do that, and has antiseptic and even anti-inflammatory properties. Oregano oil is probably the best for infection when it's, you know, a real serious situation. The best of the essential oils that I know is oregano oil. Tea tree oil is another one. And again, all those are available at herbup.com, where you can read more about how they work. We have very high quality oils available. Here's another article about root canals that says, as a title, remove them as soon as possible or suffer the consequences of lifelong focal infections. And they also raised the question, this is the health coach again. Okay, and they're raising the question now, why would anyone want a dead tooth in their mouth for life? Of all the dental procedures and dental materials utilized throughout the field of dentistry, there is none more destructive to human health than root canals. So, we won't go through all the description of how the root canal is done again, but the first question any rational person would ask themselves is, why would I want a dead tooth in my mouth for the rest of my life? And the article later, you know, we're trying to find where we can pick up this story with something we haven't really said before. A little further description of the dentin, looking at this dead tooth, because it still appears to be white, but as we remember, the human body was designed to rid itself of dead and infected tissues. So The tooth dentin is full of thousands of microscopic tubules, critical to the health of the teeth, and these are all destroyed when the root canal is done, but there's still tissue in the roots of the tooth and around them that is now not being fed. It isn't getting any more nutrients and oxygen, so it dies. And as with any dead tissue, other agents, other entities come by to start cleaning those up just to make food out of them, namely bacteria. So you have an instant decay of a rotting. It's just like when you take your vegetable trimmings out to make them into compost for your garden. They are broken down by these various enzymes and actions of these bacteria to rotten, decayed material. Well, that's fine for the garden, but not so good in your body. You want that decayed material out of there because it's just going to be an ongoing source of food for bacteria. In other words, an infection. And so these focal infections localized in the infected tooth can also spread to other organs or structures of the body. So, we're trying to get ahead in this article to more new material. So, I get a chance to scroll for a while here. But isn't this amazing? How many of us have been to the dentist? I can clearly remember the last 2, 3, 4 times that I've been to the, several times in the last several years that I went to a dentist that recommended a root canal. I queried them on it. I believe I've only had one in recent times. But most of us take what the dentist says at face value, that they should know these procedures, all these many, many years of research at these big dental university dental schools and so on. I've had dental work done at the University of Connecticut. I've had dental work done at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. There's all this research, and they are even themselves convinced that these are perfectly fine procedures and sterile. And of course, they do write you a script for antibiotics before you have a root canal or other dental work, which is, tells you something that they're going to be stirring things up in there. But we really need to be more aware of alternative exploration of these things that we take for granted from the medical profession, whether it's regular doctors or dentists, either one. Because here they're going to give advice to dentists who they consider to be clueless. Here again, the health coach has two experiences to share which are quite instructive. This writer says, after having x-rays taken of my root canal tooth, I asked the dentist what the shiny, narrow reflection was on the x-ray. The dentist replied casually and without hesitation, "Oh, that's a broken piece of the instrument that the previous dentist used to pack in the filling material in the root of the tooth." I replied, "So is that standard operating procedure to leave the broken instrument in the tooth?" "Yes, it is," he responded. "After all, it just becomes part of the filling material. Maybe we should just throw in the kitchen sink while we're at it." I didn't really say this, but I wanted to. Again, that's not me telling you, that's the writer here. A second experience, which brought me to another dentist, I've been fired by many of them over the years, where we again were reviewing my full mouth x-rays. I asked him what the obvious discoloration, the size of a quarter, around my root canal tooth was. He said it was nothing and not to worry. Persisted and asked again what he thought it might be. I left his office without an answer. A few days later, my wife and I received a letter in the mail in which he terminated our dental relationship. A few days later, I had the same x-rays reviewed by an oral surgeon who confirmed my fears that the discoloration was an obvious sign of long-term infection surrounding the entire root canal tooth. He recommended immediate surgery before it abscessed. There you go again. So, let me read the disclaimer now from the health coach that they use on their website, which you can also assume is the wise policy for this radio program as well. It says, all content found at the health coach is for information purposes only. Therefore, the information on this website is not a substitute for professional medical care and should not be construed as either medical diagnosis or treatment. All information contained herein ought to be considered within the context of an individual's overall health status and prescribed treatment plan. Since the health coach does not diagnose, treat, mitigate, cure, or heal any type of disease or medical condition, the information contained at this website is not intended to provide specific physical, mental, emotional, or psychological health advice. It is entirely the reader's decision to act or not act on any information at the health coach. Therefore, we fully invoke the Hold Harmless Clause for those who are responsible for putting any of this information into practical use and application. That's a good disclaimer. And I offer the same disclaimer for my websites and radio program. Thank you. So, interestingly, here's what someone in the comment section on this article has to say. Having root canals myself for many years, I bought into how bad root canals are for your body. Then I realized how many people, including myself, have them and never have any ill effects. Truthfully, I don't like them, and the alternative of no tooth I dislike even more. You have to consider how badly our environment, with all the toxins in our food and air and water, is wreaking havoc on our bodies. And let me put a side comment here. As we talk about, and you can learn a lot more about that at my website, publicpoisons.com, where you can see the list that I'm compiling, which is probably very partial, of all the toxic substances and energies in our living environment, our food, our air, our water, our homes, environment, purposefully. As part of depopulation. So read more and learn more. Most people, going on with this comment, most people don't do enough to keep their system optimal, so it's easy to get infection. The sicker you become, the greater chance of survival the infections have. A healthy body keeps infection at bay or away. So They're basically questioning this article, and that's okay. I mean, we have to discuss and think about these things. So let's follow through with the rest of this comment, and then maybe I'll have a comment. As for the why would anyone want a dead tooth? Well, why would anyone want a fake tooth drilled and inserted into their jaw? Same reason. In the future, we will go to the dentist, pick out a set of teeth we like from pictures, get an injection, and grow new teeth naturally. I'm just very surprised we can't do that now, because they have been growing teeth for many years now. Hey, at least there are mice running around with big happy smiles showing off their new pearly whites. Well, isn't that interesting? I mean, really, I've also heard that if you have these teeth removed, it's much like the baby teeth that we lost at 7 years, 6, 7 years old, which were replaced gradually by our adult teeth, that there may be even another set ready to come out. So certainly if you provide the body with the nutritional support it needs, if there were to be such additional teeth growing possible, maybe that would be the way to bring it about. But if they develop methods of inciting the growth of new teeth, with, you know, some kind of shot, or I don't know what it would be. You take your tooth supplement. You know, you take this nutritional supplement for a few months and there's voila, a new tooth. I don't know, but lots of possibilities. But the point is, I fortunately have a strong immune system, and whatever infection these root canals have generated haven't necessarily had that much impact on me. I probably have had a few bouts of flu or a cough or cold or something that I may have not had, but I'm more concerned about what long-term effect, chronic effect, the lingering infection might have on organs and so on. Now, again, I eat a lot of healthy food and variety to support all the different organ systems and try to engage in the exercise and all the good things. So I'm, better off than somebody that's less healthy and suffering from the infections that these root canals might bring about. Well, we are starting to run a little low on time, so I want to jump on to another Health Coach article. Let me just tell you the title of another article from a different source that is The Shocking Connection. 97% of all terminal cancer patients previously had this dental procedure. And they say there's a common dental procedure that nearly every dentist will tell you is completely safe, despite the fact that scientists have been warning of its dangers for more than 100 years. Every day in the United States alone, 41,000 of these dental procedures are performed on patients who believe they are safely and permanently fixing their problem. What is the dental procedure? The root canal. More than 25 million root canals are performed every year in this country. Root canal teeth are essentially dead teeth that can become silent incubators for highly toxic anaerobic bacteria that can, under certain conditions, make their way into your bloodstream to cause a number of serious medical conditions, many not appearing until decades later. Most of these toxic teeth feel and look fine for many years, which make their role in systemic disease even harder to trace back. And sadly, the vast majority of dentists are oblivious to the serious potential health risks that they are exposing their patients to, risks that persist for the rest of their patients' lives. The American Dental Association claims root canals have been proven safe, but they have no published data or actual research to substantiate this claim. So, there's more in that article as well, but the point there is that, as the title tells you, 97% of all terminal cancer patients previously had root canals. So the last thing we want to talk about are dental implants. That is where you have the tooth extracted and cleaned out, and then usually a titanium post, once the jaw heals, the bone heals and is strong enough, post is implanted, screwed into the jaw to hold a new crown, a fake tooth. So this article says, tooth implants, serious reasons not to have them. Tooth implants have become all the rage over the past 2 years, especially as the baby boomers begin to age and lose their teeth. Dentistry has always been extremely adept at capitalizing on our desire to have a nice smile and perfect-looking teeth. This is where the true problem lies. Our inordinate and overriding desire to have a mouthful of white, shiny teeth has produced the greatest health calamity in the history of Western civilization. That's a very serious statement, and yet entirely true. The tooth implant is just another highly dubious dental procedure which has contributed to this ongoing systemic health crisis. How so? First of all, more and more people, like the aging baby boomers, are opting for this thoroughly cosmetic approach when they start losing their teeth. When you are older, the body does not heal as quickly, nor as completely as it ought to, for a tooth implant to really set well in the mouth. This is why various physical issues start to emerge. The surgery required to excavate the tooth socket is quite invasive, like all oral surgery. If oral health is in any way compromised, as it often is, post-surgical complications will arise, as they often do. The primary complication is known as tooth implant infection, which will always impede the process of proper seating of the implant. The original infection can also migrate over to the two contiguous teeth sockets and cause those teeth to have problems, especially when they've already been undermined by previous dental procedures and or dental materials, which is very common. In many cases, these tooth implant infections are low-grade infections and therefore frequently subclinical in nature. Consequently, they often go undiagnosed by the dentist and sit in the jawbone for the entire life of the implant, just like the focal infections, which always occur, it says, with root canal. So the big question for the boomers and beatniks among us is, do we want to risk these infections in our retirement years for the sake of having a pretty smile, a smile which is only going to be more difficult to maintain as we lose teeth for a number of reasons associated with aging? Problem number two with teeth implants is that they come in an age of pervasive pollution, degraded food supply, chemical overload, and environmental deterioration. This predicament has given rise to an exponential increase in myriad allergies, chemical sensitivities, and substance intolerances. Many do not even know that they have these issues going on in their bodies 24/7. When a tooth implant is introduced into the mouth of one who has multiple allergies, MCS, multiple chemical sensitivity, or EI syndrome, that's environmental illness syndrome, guess what? They now have another foreign material in their mouth for their entire lifetime, which their body may very likely struggle to deal with. Many of these low-grade rejections go undetected for decades, often causing even healthy individuals to suffer all types of nagging symptoms, ranging from chronic fatigue syndrome to brain fog. Don't think this is where the boomers and beatniks among us want to be, nor the Generation X, Y, or Z folks for that matter. So you might want to pay attention to the experience of your parents and grandparents. There are two sources of reactivity with implant materials. One, the platinum post that is sunk into your jawbone. Two, the white synthetic tooth that sits on top of the post. The metal post can be accepted or rejected by anyone, and an accepted post today may be rejected tomorrow, as often occurs. With the total toxic body burden increasing as we age, allergies can literally appear overnight after we have exceeded a specific threshold of exposure to an offending substance. The synthetic tooth on top of the post can be made with a vast number of dental materials, which include metal, petroleum-derived substances, and various newfangled chemicals. Unless your dentist has performed a fastidious biocompatibility test, and they rarely do, what may sit in your mouth for a lifetime may be profoundly incompatible with your body. For the hypersensitive among us, this can prove to be a very challenging health predicament because dental materials in general are usually and conveniently overlooked by everyone. Also, the platinum post turns your head into an antenna. The human body has a very sophisticated and finely tuned bioelectrical grid underlying the entire physical organism. When the normal patterns of this subtle circuitry are short-circuited, it causes imperceptible dysfunctions and subtle energy impedance, which will show up in a variety of ways. Each tooth sits on a different meridian pathway. We're referring to acupuncture, acupressure type meridians, energy meridians, or channels of flow of energy in the body. They're going on. Different meridian pathway and functions in ways that are beyond the scope of this session. So each tooth, what they're saying is that each tooth is on one of these meridians and therefore has an effect on another part of the body. Suffice it to say, when you drop a metal implant into a space previously occupied by a living natural tooth, everything changes, and not in a good way. Your local acupuncturist can surely test your mouth before and after the surgeries to demonstrate this critical point. With the extraordinary proliferation of electropollution and the infinite number of vectors of EMR, that's electromagnetic radiation, dissemination throughout modern society, teeth implants pose another very serious problem. Whether it's stray voltage from a power transmission line or your laptop, whether it's a cell phone tower or the microwave oven you forgot to remove from your kitchen, once you have a platinum post in your mouth, you turn yourself into a veritable antenna. Not a good place to be, especially with all the chemtrails being laid down in the skies, which are then supercharged by HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. If you're not familiar with those terms, I suggest you read the geoengineering page at survivethechanges.com. All about geoengineering. We have a number of programs. If you want to check our archives of the radio program on geoengineering as well. But HAARP is now a type. You know, it was an installation of antennas in Alaska broadcasting beams of energy up to the ionosphere, bouncing off the metals in the geoengineering aerosol sprays called chemtrails by some that they spray in the upper atmosphere almost several days a week. And they have decentralized places to shoot those beams now, but there's charged beams bouncing around our environment up off of the metals in the sky and back down and so on. That's what they're talking about, that those can affect the metal in the dental implants as well. So hopefully you need no long dissertation as to why you don't want to be a walking antenna for the rest of your life. The many proven physical ailments and newly emerging diseases from EMR, again, that's electromagnetic radiation exposure, are growing by the day, and much of what occurs in the body of a deleterious nature is almost always below the radar. The health coach has even switched back to a pewter screen because of how much the metal one was acting as a conductor for unwanted EMR coming into the home, both upline and downline from the local neighborhood electrical grid. So, finally, obvious reason why dental implants make no sense. The mouth, being the gateway of the body, receives all that we put into it. Therefore, the body is essentially a test tube with a never-ending experiment going on. Everything from carbonated beverages to acidic vinegars, from spicy Thai food to citrusy lemons and oranges, from alcoholic drinks to caffeinated beverages, you name it, we ingest it. Therefore, you can imagine how difficult it is to keep the mouth clean and free from bacteria, which can cause problems, especially when they migrate into dental implant areas, which have been profoundly undermined and now have metal against tissue. Herein lies the real vulnerability of the entire tooth implant procedure. If the implant is not seated extremely well, and if the gum tissue does not seal up well around the implant, the tooth socket will become a repository of bacteria. Once the same socket area has become sufficiently degraded in this way over time, it will then become a target for other types of pathogenic microorganisms, which will be extremely difficult to effectively address. Just like root canal teeth, focal infections will eventually emerge and infect other parts of the body. The scenario can be further complicated by an individual's eating habits. If they're prone to eating hard foods or chew with much impact, they can slowly create small spaces between the implant and the tooth socket. The older one gets, the more difficult the situation is to repair in any meaningful way. A second or third implant in the same tooth socket only increases the likelihood of this predicament and similar problems, as many have experienced. We appeal to your common sense here. isn't such a predicament just waiting for any one of a number of circumstances to conspire to create a hospitable environment for a full-blown infection to manifest. And when it does, due to foreign material working its way down in an improperly set implant, how on earth do you clean it out? How can you effectively address many of these infections which regularly occur in these vulnerable tooth sockets? The answer is, you can't. Caveat: the latest and greatest to be touted in this field is the zirconium tooth implant. Be aware that zirconium is still a metal, a transition metal, but nevertheless a metal. Transition metals are known to have high conductivity as seen in the following excerpt. Well, I'm not going to read this whole thing, but believe it, you know, that metals conduct. And still an antenna with a zirconium implant as well. So in closing, the health coach is fully aware that no one ever wants to have gaping holes in their smile. However, the societal pressure to avoid any and all gaps in the mouth has produced a dynamic throughout dentistry that has done a tremendous amount of harm to the health and quality of life of millions. Awesome damage has been wreaked in the bodies of the unsuspecting from generally accepted dental procedures and their toxic dental materials. The health coach's mother experienced a precipitous decline in her overall health right after a major dental work done on her entire mouth back in the 60s. The toll on mental and emotional health can be particularly profound and disturbing because of the many associated toxicities being right there in the head. There are excellent and healthy alternatives to teeth implants. One need only do a little research to find the best ones for their body. Okay, so basically what is recommended then as an alternative when you have to have teeth removed because they've become so infected and deteriorated that they can't survive is to have them out and clean that area. And they recommend, again, a holistic dentist to do this to make sure that they're very well cleaned and everything is healthy. And then just to let that tissue heal and get yourself a partial denture that fills in the gaps. Gap or gaps. So with the partial denture, you have the appearance of a mouthful of teeth, and you can chew fine as long as it's, again, the right material and made well, fits right, and you work with your dental practitioner to get that all taken care of. But not a root canal, but not a dental implant. So I thought this was very important because, hey, even I have root canals and other members of my family have implants already that may be not a healthy route to go in taking care of your dental issues. Very important to understand that and undertake to examine that for yourself when you are faced with dental work to be done so you can make a wise choice. Well, again, visit reallywell.com. We have a dental page with a lot of dental care material. I mean, a natural toothpaste that has herbal oils in it and so on, and mouthwash, and we also have hydrogen peroxide, which is something I recommend to periodically use as a rinse of the mouth to keep things healthy there. So thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day. I'm going to play to finish out a few bars of my song, Now's the Time. Thanks.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time.